action.
Hey guys, welcome to the Nascent Symposium. Today I am joined by the Hernandez trifecta. I have a triple threat. All trifecta plus Asaf. I have a triple threat. I at first have MC Kano to my left. I know there's not video. Then I have Eunice to in front of me, Bethia to my right, and my boy ASAP Cocky Rocky Asaf. So we'll just dive straight into the podcast. MC, please go ahead and introduce yourself. Let me do a brief introduction of MC. You can grab the mic. I know I said she was gonna introduce herself. MC, future TikToker, basketball player, renowned in Lexington Senior High School. MC, welcome to the pod. How are you? Put the mic up to close to your mouth because
hi guys.
Very close like this, like almost kissing it. Okay, so now tell us about yourself. Introduce yourself. Hi, MC.
I guess I play basketball.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, soccer season's coming up. I want to try out for that. So yeah. I like to hang out with my family when I can.
Make sure you have the mic in front of your mouth.
I'm sorry.
You like to hang out with your family? Who's your favorite cousin if you had to choose one?
My favorite cousin from the older ones or the
in general.
General.
Yeah.
It's between you and Hepzibah.
Okay, I'm honored. I need to be a better cousin then so I can get up there and break that.
You're up there though.
Let's go. I appreciate that, MC, thank you for hopping onto the pod or the estepague, whatever, because I know there's people from church to listen to this. My next have Eunice, or she's also calls herself Speedy for whatever reason. A senior actually in high school. A choralist. What else do you like to do? Don't tell me. TikToker as well. Part-time TikToker. Not as full-time as MC, but part-time. But we cannot hear anything you're saying right now, MC. Make sure you have the mic whenever you speak. Okay. I'm trying to think what else. How else I can introduce you. I don't know. Just take it off from here. Tell us about yourself, Eunice.
Okay. I don't know where to start. I like cooking. I like Spider-Man. I don't really know what to say much about myself. We're playing soccer this year.
Wow.
Hopefully, MC joins with us. Have you been going to workouts? She's been going to workouts. So hopefully, our first game is actually against each other.
So cute. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Getting through high school. Trying to make the best out of it.
Super cute.
Trying to make the best out of it. Yeah.
Good. Oh. Appreciate you, Eunice, for hopping on the pod. Bethia, future anime author, designer. She's the real life Hisoka. Wait, not Hisoka. Mikasa. The real life Mikasa from Death Note. Bethia, thank you for hopping on the pod. Oh, not Death Note, Attack on Titan. Tell us about yourself. How are you to begin with?
Doing pretty good. I don't like anime that much. Calm down.
Calm down. Player as well. I forgot to say that she's a soccer player and a senior at Lexington Senior High.
Mm-hmm.
Eunice is a senior at Central Davidson High School. She's an op. Yeah, you know, they're like, it's like Barcelona and Real Madrid.
When I go against her, I'm finna, like, you know, body her.
Oh, bad.
Well, not like that. Not like that. Refs, she's already trying to fail me. Central is a K, bro.
No.
Oh, Central K.
I'm just yelling here, saying Central K. I don't know what that means. I only have two mics, so for the audience, or not for you guys, for the audience, you might like you know hear like dialogue, like what the heck, like it sounds like a monologue. I don't even know, you'll be able to hear in the background, but I only have two mics right now. We're poor. We're on a budget on this podcast.
Right, so donate, please.
If you guys would
we're
like.
Getting up there, GoFundMe, link in bio.
Right, support us. You know, we're trying to make it from the from the trenches out here.
Right.
All right, Bethia. Well, I appreciate you for hopping on the pod tonight. And lastly, I'm joined by my favorite brother in the world. Just kidding. One of my favorite brothers in the world.
Damn.
You know, let's just watch out with the vulgarity. I can't really edit anything on here, but my boy, you know, Chief Keefe, a soccer legend at Lexington Senior High School, also a legend of the Lexington ensemble at the Lexington Senior High School, who once played, I guess, in what musical he was in, Cinderella, I think, or
High School Musical,
Oklahoma, whatever. Chief Keefe, how are you? Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us.
It's an honor to be here with you guys right here. This is my first time here, so you know, it's a really great, it's a big honor. You know, I appreciate being here. I love being here. I love the energy, the vibes.
Let's go. Hopefully this is not the last time that you the last time you join us, like, you know.
Certainly hope not.
First of many. Yes. Indeed. All right. So, you know, I think we can take it off from here. So I'm going to start with IMC, the episode.
Pass it around.
We're going to pass it around. I was like, this is kind of like we could have had a bunch of episodes here in one, but I guess we'll just be coalescing four episodes in one. So IMC, basketball season has, you know, going on right now. You're very passionate about basketball. How are you feeling about basketball? Be honest here.
I don't know. Basketball is pretty draining. Well, what do you feel like that? It's mostly just like my coach.
Because you're not tall enough? Hmm? Oh, your coach? Oh, your coach.
I'm not tall. Yeah, my coach. We just have practice every single day except Sunday. So.
Except Sunday? Why? Okay.
So that's why you've been missing me a lot.
Yeah, I really don't see you a lot at church. I thought you had like, I thought you became atheist or something.
Atheist
or God.
Is crazy. Oh,
cool. I mean, I know you mentioned you were excited about soccer. What are you looking most forward to for the soccer season?
Well, I just want to try soccer. I thought it would be like a fun sport, and they seem more like the coach is more. Yeah, and
what position do you want to try?
He told me I would be like, a defense.
Pitya kayese.
A defense player. Defensive
player. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Wow. Sounds good. Wow. And what year are you in high school right now?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. Cool. How old are you then?
16.
16. Boy, I thought you were like 14. So tell us about your TikTok career. What's
TikTok
been the
career?
Highlights?
I do not have a TikTok. I don't even have the app TikTok, actually.
Pull up the
app. Don't pull it up.
I'm going to shout you out right
I'm
now.
I'm blocking you right now. No.
I'm about to shout her. I know,
no,
I know
don't
it's
shout
I'm seeing with the palm tree beside it. Or some crap like that.
They're not going to find me like that, bro. They're not going to find. You did view my account. I saw you posted a TikTok. No. You were like in a.
Man, bad.
Filter or something.
That's actually my body, you know. So I was.
That was your. Who posted that?
I forgot. My coworker.
Your coworker.
Yeah, so basically, I was kind of like not twerking, but I was just dancing.
You were just running.
It's _ AMSI.
Oh.
If you guys want to follow her.
I'm going private.
She's building her career from start, from scratch. What's been one of your highlights in your TikTok career?
So I don't know if you guys knew about this. Like 2016, there used to be a thing called Musical.ly.
how old were you when Musical.ly was around?
I was like 9.
Boy, she was like Esmeralda's age.
I know. I just no, because you guys used to bully me for it. I used to get bullied. No. Okay.
With Elisa.
What? Yeah, they're doing hand gestures.
Yeah, they're doing hand gestures.
Trying to
mock
me.
They're throwing gang signs out here. We do not affiliate to any gangs here or, yeah,
not
with
at
any
all.
Gangs here in the Nason Symposium podcast.
Not at all.
BTR, MCR, they're related to, you know, a prominent gangster here in Lexington. So maybe that's where they get the influence from.
I have a question
from.
For you, Nana. What happened to your
I'm the one
no,
asking questions
to your
here.
Hand?
Here, so my truck. Okay, so for the ones that don't know what's going on here, I have my right hand and my knuckle. I have two scratches and bruises. So my truck tends to go into limp mode. Basically, it locks. It's boring stuff and it locks, and so I just can't drive. And it just stops in the middle of the road. Literally, my truck stops in the middle of the road. And so I got pissed and I just punched the radio. And all of a sudden, the radio turned on. Like, what the heck?
Radio turned on.
Yeah, it turned
on. That's
surprising
because it hasn't
off.
Turned on since.
I know. It said CD, remove CD. Like, what the? I've never seen that before.
I remember when we were coming back from New York. We were going up a hill and on the highway, and the truck went into limp mode, and it was only two roads, and there was traffic.
So no,
I almost ran into us.
So this is what happened is basically for the audience out here, basically. We're coming from, I think we're in Pennsylvania. We're coming from New Jersey, and they were working on a highway, and they closed the shoulders. And so basically what my truck does is it says engine, what does it say? I don't know what it says. It gives me a little message. I forgot. But you kind of like a little heads up. And so the it just slows down and does not accelerate at all. Like I could floor the accelerator, the acceleration pedal, and it's not going to move. And so, you know, I was going up a hill. Screw my luck. It decided to do that right there because it's just random. And I couldn't pull over anywhere. So I just, you know, had to react quickly. And by the grace of God, we're alive here to tell this story. But good times. IMC, yeah. So what I told IMC, I beat up a homeless guy. That's what I told her, that there was this guy throwing gang signs at me. He's like, hey, like, you know, you cannot be out here. It was after work, outside of work. I said, hey, you can be out here, man. Like, we're going to have to trespass you if you continue being out here. And he starts flicking me off and, you know, saying very profane, or, you know, just spitting out profanity. And so we just went at it because, like, I want to call 911. I was like, well, you know, I guess I'll handle it myself. And we went at it. And so the aftermath is right here in my right hand. But I appreciate that you ask. I'm seeing all of a sudden, I guess this became your podcast. But I appreciate that you ask.
I got the glasses on and everything.
That whole story was a lie.
Yeah, that story was a lie.
We just came up with a whole story for your hand.
Yeah, I actually did get in a fight. Eunice, now that you have the mic, unless I'm seeing, is there anything that you want to say?
No. Speak.
Okay. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Speak now.
All right, we'll come back around for a round two. UNESCO. Well, you're a senior, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to do after high school?
I want to go to culinary school.
Oh, that's cute. And do what with that?
Huh?
And do what with that?
I'm not sure yet, honestly.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to go to GTCC.
The best community college in the triad, in the Piedmont.
Piedmont triad.
Ah, super cute. Oh, that's good. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What are you going to miss about high school? The guys?
Hey, leave me alone. No, they're bullying my toes because I'm wearing socks. Anyway,
I wonder what kind of smell funky in here. I smell like feet.
Till my feet.
Like, her socks are supposed to be white. No, damn, them junks are
they
black.
They are white. All right, chill. I think super cute. Definitely the fun I'm able to have, like football games and stuff like that.
Good times.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe you can always go back as an alumni now.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're doing soccer, huh, as well?
Yeah.
So, you're planning to compete against IMC?
Yeah, definitely.
What if IMC doesn't make it into varsity and she just makes it into junior varsity? What, IMC? Give her the mic.
She said they're not having a JV team. They don't know yet because actually your coach just texted my coach and asked if we were having a JV. We don't know yet. Yeah. You guys haven't had tryouts yet, huh? Yeah. I mean, tryouts haven't been set, so a set team hasn't been made for either JV or varsity. So
I understand.
We don't know yet.
Okay, what position are you looking forward to playing as?
I'll probably end up doing defender, but I used to play left mid, or like mid field.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun, mainly because like I like running up and down more than just staying behind. So
okay, I understand. Yeah. Cool, yeah. Sounds good.
I'm not good, but you know. For the fun of it.
Hey, give him the mic so I can hear all the gibberish.
What's going on over here?
I just burped in his ear, dude. Calm down.
Aww.
It's over.
Ah, Abram. Ooh, it looks like Abram has suddenly become a topic of conversation here.
Speaking of the devil.
Ah.
Okay.
Eunice, choralist. Chorus. I went to your Christmas concert.
Chorist.
Everybody was crying. I thought I was at a funeral.
it was my last chorus concert. It was saddening.
Tell us, walk us through the emotions that you felt upon standing on that stage for one last time, celebrating the birth of Christ.
The birth of Christ?
I mean, that's what Christmas is.
I mean, yeah, whatever. It was fun as, like, you know, being in chorus and stuff. I didn't do it my first 2 years, but I did definitely do it my second to last two semesters. But I had fun overall. The class, like the teacher himself, he was great. But being on stage was nerve-wracking, but knowing it was my last concert was sad. Like, during the last song, I looked over at the juniors, who are, like, I'm very close with, and she stared back at me, and she started crying.
Oh, I saw that. I thought she was like the EMS out here. I think she's having, like, a compulsion or something.
No, they love me. So, yeah.
Were you the best singer?
No.
Dang.
I'd say I would not. But
so humble.
Yeah. So humble. yeah, there's a lot of great people like Rachel and Zion.
Rachel Munoz?
No.
Shout out to you, Rachel, for listening to my podcast last time.
Real.
I'm going to start just giving shout outs throughout the podcast, kind of like sponsorships.
To everyone who listens.
But it's like, podcast. Like, shout out to Rachel.
They gotta put $5 in though for new mics, please.
Shout out to Check It Too. These mics are pretty solid in my opinion. No, yeah, as long as you put them close to your mouth.
No, yeah. I mean, I just mean more mics, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Five. Well, when I just need a better audio interface. The audio interface only takes two mics. Wow, that's sad. I'm sad to hear that. You know, will you be in chorus for the next semester for spring?
No, actually, our teacher is going to East Davidson to work the last semester or year with his dad before his dad retires.
Oh, that's cute. So y'all hiring? I mean, I'm open. Hey, I'm looking for a job. You know, I could teach y'all and like make you guys into a powerhouse.
Not with what?
I cannot talk about that. Okay. All right. Good.
They're not that bad. The kids are cool.
Apply for the position, bro. I'm going to throw some shade, to the Spartans here in Central Davidson. But when I went to the concert, it's a very short concert. It's just one choir, really. Very
we had like four or five songs.
Very laid back, very casual. It was like,
yeah.
Like they were like, hee hee ha ha, hoo hoo. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, I mean the.
They couldn't even afford a pianist.
That is true. Last year we actually had a pianist, but it was one of the band girls. What's
I
it
think
called?
I remember.
Yeah, this year, and I mean the last year, for the last 4 years, the chorus teacher has actually been the band director, the same like band director that's talked for the last 2 years or 4 years or whatever, and they just got a new band director, which is why they needed him because Moff was gonna end up leaving to East Davidson to teach.
Oh, okay. So, BT, I have a question for you.
Screw me. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Okay,
yes,
so what are you looking forward after high school?
This summer. I'm going to spend it with my cousins and, you know, some people maybe possibly, you know, I'm going to just have a chill summer, you know.
Right. You got a boyfriend yet? Or
okay, calm down. No, I don't. So leave me alone, okay?
Hold up. I'm gonna need the headphones back as well, BTIA. That was kind of a weird transition because, you know, BTIA and AMSI talk to each other at home, so why are they asking each other questions if they know the answers to them already?
Exactly. AMSI's asking unnecessary questions.
All right, BTIA, tell me then. So Eunice, yeah, I forgot what Eunice was talking about. Eunice, do you have anything else to say before we move on to BTIA?
We can go back around. It's cool.
BTIA, your romantic life.
Oh, no.
AMSI touch base on that.
Yeah. Why?
Are you, like, lesbian or something? Like,
hell no.
You talking to any guys. Like,
you're the only guy we, like, ever know of that's not talking to
like
somebody.
Like, my boy, Joey Lopez, you know. Oh, Joey, if you listen to this podcast, which I doubt you do, you know, my cousin BTIA here.
There's a guy that came to church today that was pretty cute.
Actually, there was a guy that came into church that was pretty cute.
What was his name? Eyes.
Oh, I don't know his
Hakniel?
Name.
Hakniel? LaMelo Ball? He's funny. Oh, my God. Watch the profanity. I cannot freaking beep that out.
It's in the Bible, bro.
It is in the Bible. Hell, but you were not using it in the right context.
How do you even finish my word? Okay.
You were saying the guy? What was his name?
Oh, I don't know his name, but he doesn't come to church a lot.
What do you look like? David Vasquez? David, shout out to my boy Davey. Best mechanic
like
in the world.
He just got a buzz. Oh, no.
He just said he just got a buzz.
His hair is pretty short.
Hakniel. Villanueva.
No.
Esteban.
No.
My boy Güero. Shout out to my boy Güero Martinez.
Shout out to my boy Esteban Brito.
Sunem, I hope you're watching this soon. Shout out to my boy Esteban Brito. Oh, shout out a mi boy Esteban Brito, por si los para que los que escuchen en español. Esteban Brito, te estamos shouting out a ti.
Free Robux.
Esteban Brito, no sé cómo se diga shout out en español, pero espero que sepas lo que significa lo que estoy diciendo. Shout out a mi amigo Esteban Brito.
I know, not too much.
Si sus hermanas lo escuchan escuchan mi podcast, por favor, en la manera más intenta, si se lo pueden enseñar, que le mandé saludos, básicamente.
Hey, earlier today, when he turned his phone around, did you go, wow?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that thing
so.
You always do?
Yeah, Brother David, when he, like, Wow.
Hip text in a group chat. I didn't see you do it, but I just like imagine you knowing you. Yeah,
put the
you.
Mic close to your mouth.
Sorry. Knowing you, I just imagined it and it made me crack up. It was so
super
funny.
Cute. Yes. So for the guys who are people are listening to this, like they kind of suck with they have this bad habit of putting the mic close to their mouth.
Sorry.
It's okay, you know. It's just so in case you guys hear I'm cut in and cut out, that's the reason why. Okay. We're moving on to Bithya. Sorry, Bithya, that we kind of took the spotlight away from you.
It's okay.
Bithya, senior in high school.
Yes.
Are you going to miss high school?
Not really, because I'm over it. Like, I'm tired, like, of high school.
I used to think that way when I was your age.
But, like, I am going to miss, you know, like Eunice said, like, the pep rallies and the games and stuff, you know?
That's part of life.
Like, the social events.
Once the adult life hits you, you'll realize that you'll miss high school. Somewhat, I guess.
Like, I don't miss, like, I'm not going to miss, like, this, like, homework, to yeah. study, classes, whatever. The uh-huh. teachers, especially. Not all of them. Some of them are cool.
Who's your favorite teacher?
I would say Miss Boyle. If you know who that is. Is that one
teacher that you thought was hot in my class? I didn't think that. It was David Vasquez.
She's really that. She's really nice. She's cool to me.
That was cool, Bithya. So... senior year, what are you looking to do? What are you looking to accomplish this year before you head out forever?
Well, I'm trying to be captain of a soccer team.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yo, vote for me, please.
What position do you play?
I play right fullback, and occasionally I play right wing.
So we're going to have the Conos in the Lexington Senior High School representing the Yellow Jackets. Omzi Kano and Bithya Kano.
Yeah, stop saying their names like that. That's guys, gross.
Bithya and Amsi, do you guys have middle names?
No.
Amsi, do you have a middle name? She said no. Little A. That's what she called herself.
Little A. Little A.
It's Amsi. Or it's Amsi. Underscore Amsi.
It's underscore Amsi. Thirst straps.
Se llama Amsi. Oh, es Amsi. Cool, Bithya. Well, what are you planning to do after high school?
I'm trying to go to UNCG and with the scholarship.
That's my alma mater.
And
study in high school.
That's
always in my heart.
Is that right? And I'm trying to go to college and study marketing or business. If I change my mind, maybe possibly. I don't think so.
Memories. That sounds fun. You know, what do you want to do after college with that marketing degree if you were to get one?
You know, I'm trying to get a pretty good job out of that, and you know, just try to. Live a peaceful, decent life with the cousins occasionally. The
cousins, of course, and with your husband.
Oh, if I get a husband, because
oh my god,
it's not looking great, guys.
Relax, Claudia Tapia.
People that like me are not my type, guys.
She's definitely. I vote for Bithya to get us out of the trenches.
Bro, leave me alone.
All right, cool, Bithya. Well, is there anything else you want to say before we move on to our last guest, Chief Keef?
Not really.
Cool. Well, appreciate you, Bithya, for giving us some insight of your goals. Chief Keef, Asafita, you know.
What's up?
Brother.
Oh, yeah, I like when you say it like that.
Bad.
Say it again one more time.
Bad.
One more time.
Bad.
It's like music to my ears.
Bad, Asaf. What's so, I don't know what to talk to you about, you know. He's my brother, so. You know what? I'm going to let somebody else interview him instead.
Oh, shoot.
So who wants to interview him? Bithya?
Of course.
I guess Bithya. Bithya, make sure it's appropriate. You know, PG-13.
PG-13.
Oh, my God. Take your time.
Okay. We're changing the interview to
okay,
me.
Okay. All right.
Hi, Asaf. So how's work right now? My bad. I said so.
Work is pretty good. It's easy right now. I went from full time to part time.
So.
So yeah. Hopefully by the time I leave, I can get at least employee of the month. You know, not a big deal, but you know, something.
You
small,
have been
you know?
Working hard recently. You have been working.
I mean,
hard.
I guess waking up at 6 in the morning and then I mean being yeah. there till 12. I mean, it's not bad. I like it.
You making friends?
To be honest, not really. They're just grown people.
That crew will never be the same as the. The crew that went in the summer when I started working there.
No,
bro.
Your crew sucks. Anyways, no, bro, Claudia crew. Left and it was boring. Claudia, I mean, I don't work there in the nights anymore, but still, I mean, most of the people there are working, to, you know, to support their family. I'm just there to make money, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just there to.
He's just trying to eat.
I'm just trying to eat. I'm just there to get
He needs to provide for his family.
I'm trying to provide for myself, you know. And
gotta think about the kids.
You know, the future girl. I'm kidding.
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
He's trying to get drippy with it.
Yeah, that's about
hit
it.
Hit my guy up, guys.
Yeah, hit my cousin up. Asaf.
Don't hit me up.
I don't know what his thingy is. Neftali.
I'm straight, but don't hit me up.
Bro, just scream me gay.
No, I'm straight.
He's straight, guys. He's straight.
I'm straight up straight.
He's straight, so any ladies looking out there.
Any ladies, but, you know, just not right now.
Any good-looking ladies, too.
6 feet. 6 feet.
No, never mind. I'm not going to say that. No, I have none in mind.
Rachel Munoz?
Next question, please.
Rachel Munoz, please, let me put you on with my brother. This is my public supplication.
Oh,
I beseech to you with this plea. Please, Rachel Munoz.
Ignore that.
We're all begging, please.
Anyways.
This cannot be cut
question,
up.
Next question, please. No comment. Next question.
Okay. He's ignoring the question.
Everybody's interviewing
okay,
me at this point.
Me. So, Asaf, where do you see yourself in 7 years?
Well, in 7 years, currently, I am a firefighter candidate. I have a firefighter exam next week. After that, I have the agility. If I were to pass the exam, I have an agility test next month. So,
next month
maybe
already?
Maybe, hopefully... Maybe become a firefighter and have my career there.
He's definitely going to get the ladies like that.
Following the footsteps of, what's his name? Brother Efrain?
Oh, no, please don't.
Shout out to my homie, for real. That's my homie.
He put me on with that job.
I'm going to put on Eunice with Nathan, Brother Efrain, if you hear this. No, I'm kidding. Shout out to my brother Efrain, too, bro. I love you, yes. Brother Efrain.
So how much will you be making as a firefighter?
It's quite unsure, but you know, I looked it up on Google. I don't know if
on Google
I don't know if it's true or not. Supposedly, you know, the average firefighter makes $14.30 an hour. That's just the average. And 47 grand a year.
Dang.
So yeah, but I mean, if I were to get married, I'm obviously gonna get almost hopefully you know hopefully they you know they have a career as well, because
yeah,
you
course,
know the
course,
more money the better, you know. But that's yeah. just me, that's just me.
So this how many kids do you want? Do you see yourself kids? With kids in 7 years? In 7 years.
In 7 years. How old am I?
Wait, how old are you going to be in 7 years, first of all?
Well, let me think.
Scouting with his fingers.
I'm going to be 25, so yeah, probably.
25?
I don't want to end up like certain people that aren't. Not going to say who. No, I'm just kidding. But okay. Anyways, and back to the point. You know, if I guess I do see myself, you know, and you know, living a peaceful life, you know, married with my wife and kids.
Kids?
I'm
how
not
many?
Get into, I'm not
how get how many? How many kids?
So far three, but you know, let's see how it goes from there.
Three.
For now.
Girls or boys? No, come on.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, passing the mic to Eunice.
Lo que desea el señor, bro.
Huh?
Lo que desea el señor.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. Does anyone have a specific topic they want to talk about or something?
Let's talk about biggest fears, guys. That's a pretty good one.
Shoot, biggest fears, like anything.
Yeah, anything.
Anything.
Like even disturbing things, like eating.
Okay. Eating. Don't say something that's gross.
My biggest fears are. No, I'm not gonna say it because I feel like people are gonna want to try to prank me.
People that put milk before their cereal scare me.
That's just a straight up red flag. We could talk about red flags too.
I don't know about that. Biggest fear.
Asaf has a lot.
I guess I do. Go ahead. You start.
Asaf is a walking red flag. That's what it is.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I actually have a couple.
Wait, a couple fears or red flags?
No, fears.
Okay.
Okay. Start off with this one. Since I've been watching a lot of documentaries, I say kidnapping.
we
getting kidnapped,
yeah, we just watched,
or like getting raped too.
Oh. Okay. All right, it's getting PG-13. This is getting a little dark.
Okay, I'd say getting kidnapped. Also, like drowning. Yeah, I'd say drowning is also kind of pretty scary. So
okay,
what else?
Just swim.
I know. I can definitely swim. I just, you know.
I think
there's
I
a
think
lot going on behind the scenes.
Stop trying to kiss his brother.
Blowing kisses and everything. So now that Nano's back, so what is your biggest fear?
Hold up, I'm the one that's hosting this podcast. All right, so I'm back, guys. I'm seeing kidnapping. Would you be comfortable being kidnapped in a Toyota, a white Toyota, you know, that drives fast?
Why are you being so specific?
What else you said? No. Drowning?
Hey, if it's a Tacoma, take me, please.
Okay,
you
so
just said she'll take it.
Kidnapping, drowning, is there anything else? Like, do you have phobias?
What's that one phobia where you're like too tight?
That's your words. Bad. Hold up.
Claustrophobic.
Oh my god. Let's move on to Eunice. Give that mic to Eunice right now. Eunice, what are your fears?
I feel like a phobia I might have. I actually forgot the name of it, but it's like the ocean. Not really like going to the beach and stuff like that, but like deep sea and stuff like that. Like that, I think that to me is very scary.
The massiveness of the ocean scares me.
Like
same
things
here.
That can be that thalassophobia. That's what it's called. The thalassophobia.
It scares me. Like I think it's like damn, that's immense.
Like I've been on TikTok where like there's people like in lakes or stuff like that in the mountains, and they'll be recording underwater, and then they'll face the phone down, and like you can't see the floor. That scares me. Like, what if something just comes out of nowhere? Like, you know those videos where something jumps up out at you? Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen there.
So it's like your phobia, okay.
No, yeah, good. It's scary. F-boy pick.
Cool.
Light skin.
Do you have any other phobias besides that?
Phobias.
How do you overcome them?
I don't. I don't go into the sea like that. I've never been able to. What's it called? I think another one of my fears. Okay, I like roller coasters and stuff like that.
You said roller coasters?
Roller coasters. I'm afraid of heights, though. I like roller coasters.
I'm afraid of heights as well, and I hate roller coasters. But I think for me, it's like I'm more so scared of falling off. Abram Jr. MC looked up quickly. Oh, okay. yeah, I'm scared of heights myself, so.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I think falling off would also definitely be one, but like it's more of the like height. I mean, I don't mind like tall roller coasters like the Fury and stuff like that. I don't mind them, but it's like the drop ride where it's like it slowly takes you all the way up, keeps you up there for a while, and then drops. I don't like that.
Hate those.
Yeah, definitely not my favorite.
All right, Bithia, and you, your phobias, guys.
My phobias? No, guys don't scare me.
What are your fears and phobias? Of course.
Anyways, my phobias, it's a tsunami. Tsunamis scare me because, like, you can't really escape them. If you're
but, you
in
know, if
it,
you want to be an anime author, you're going to have to move to Japan.
I don't want
to
be an anime author.
What's your favorite anime?
My favorite anime?
Top three. Now.
Top three?
Number three.
I don't know.
Number three.
Hunter Hunter was not up there.
Do not influence BTS answer. It's hers. Top three. Three.
Okay,
now.
Okay. One Piece.
Two.
Okay, Blue Lock.
One.
Blue Lock. Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Were you sad?
It's
like
a good. It's a good story. Storyline.
Were those answers in order or no?
I really don't know. He pressured me.
Attack on Titan. I see why.
I didn't
you like
really think
Titan.
It through. I forgot.
You look like Mikasa.
Oh. Okay.
What else are your fears?
Let's see. I don't know. There's not. There's like the things that are unknown to me, like those scare me because you know you never know what's out there.
Like romantic relationships.
Not that, guys. Come. Why are you roasting me? Who brought this up?
Amsi.
Freaking Amsi, bro. I hate you.
Your favorite sister, Amsi Kano. Who's your favorite sister?
Amsi.
I don't think it's Manny and Salisa have access to Spotify, so I don't think they'll ever hear this. Maybe a few years from now.
I think Amsi gets on my nerves the most, though.
Aww. So cute.
How was that cute? I just said that. She gets on my nerves the most.
Why? Because of her thug-like tendencies?
She's aggressive.
Okay.
Whoa.
Not aggressive like the way Asaf is to you, Nason.
Bad.
Whoa.
Moving on to my boy Asaf. Asaf, what are your fears? Your phobias?
Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared of.
I hate that.
Spiders.
Tarantulas. I hate those. Even though I'm a big fan of Spider-Man, I hate spiders. I don't know. And I think I blame my mom for that, you know?
Why?
Because I remember one time I was sleeping, right? And she woke me up, right? And then, like, there was, like, a tarantula doll beside me. It was, like, one of those squishy toys. Yeah. I ignored it. You know, I didn't care at first. I didn't care, right? I went back to sleep, and then she woke me up again, and I saw it there again. I just, you know, that's when I got freaked out, and I threw it across my room and hit the door. And from that day, I was just scared of it. And then when I'd see, like, a tarantula or, like, a daddy long legs or what are they called? Mommy long legs?
Mommy long legs.
I get freaked out, you know, I get like a little, you know, a little anxious, I guess.
I understand.
I think that's about it. The only phobia I have.
A phobia I have is not really. I don't know if it's a phobia, but. Like, you know, the holes.
Oh, yeah. That one, too. That's disgusting.
Nasty. I'm not scared of it. It's just nasty.
I don't remember what it's called. It's just nasty, yeah.
Like, the holes in your skin.
Hey, I'm talking, Jit.
Hi, Onise.
I understand, and I also agree with you, Nano.
Yeah. It's not much of a phobia. It's just very gross.
It's, like, nasty.
It's a nasty thing. It's disturbing.
Like, I remember when I was in high school in biology, my boy, I don't know if I should shout him out, actually, but my cousin, you know, I don't know how, like,
we understand.
Amy, he would show me, would, like, just look it up on Google and, like, look at the, like, the pictures, like, on a Google, like, like, you know, just, like, squirm over it. Yeah.
I feel icky when I see that.
I think trypophobia, I think what it's, I think that's just called trypophobia, with the holes in the hands.
I think so.
That's what it's called.
Oh my god, I'm too scared of the mic.
Wait.
Oh, I don't know what that's called, but that's
nasty. What do you guys think about the Mariana Trenches? I'm curious about that, you know, the deepest part of the sea.
So it's interesting, like, how, like, you know, there's this claim. I'm not really into it. That's more like Elias's kind of realm. Like, he gets his information off of, like, Facebook posts and, like, TikTok videos. Like, apparently, like, the NASA, I don't know how the veracity behind it, but NASA used to explore the sea. And there's this claim that, that for whatever reason, NASA stopped exploring the sea and decided to explore space. I don't know. They're like, oh my god, there must be something scary
down
there.
They saw something down there.
I have no clue.
But do you think there's, like, creatures down there?
Yeah.
Do you think there is at least an unknown species down there?
Yes, I totally do.
I'm not asking you.
I'm telling you.
What? I'm seeing some. Repeat that again.
That's literally what he just said.
Oh. I'm seeing. She high right now. Eunice, you seem very passionate. What were you going to say?
Okay, no, you were speaking about it, and I was going to say exactly what you were saying, that NASA started off exploring the sea, and then said that there was no, not SpongeBob SquarePants me, what's it called, and they said they didn't say they found something down there, but they somehow, for some reason, moved up to space, saying they couldn't get down to down sea, or whatever, however you want to say it. But somehow found ways to get up into space.
Do you have solid evidence for that? No. Cite your resources.
Cite my resources.
Yeah, you don't.
TikTok, bro. TikTok.
But do you genuinely think there's, like, a unknown species down there?
I do.
You do
I
think?
Do. God knows.
What about you, Bethia?
Yes, I do. I think there's, like, a million. We just don't. We don't know about it because we never really been down there, you know?
I mean, like, it's really hard. Like, from what I've known, like, it's just a lot has been explored, but yet there's, like, there's still a lot more to explore.
Do you think the bloop exists?
The bloop? What the heck?
It's like
a
huge, it's basically like a really, really, really huge. You know, it's like, I think it's like the fish that ate Jonas, you know? Jonas?
Jonah?
Yeah, I feel like that. It's like a huge, the bloop, I think is what it's called. It's like a really huge, gigantic fish with a big mouth. If you search it up.
So, like, in the scripture, you know, that's my realm right there, kind of. No, actually, the book of Job. I'm pretty sure a lot of biblical enthusiasts out here, religious people perhaps, it talks about creatures in the sea, down in the sea. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't want to go too much into depth, but, you know, those will come in not the rapture, but the apocalypse when God comes to destroy and consume the world.
Armageddon.
You'll see the Armageddon. I don't know, that's a debatable topic. I know our brother David would be like, no, the Armageddon is not true. I don't know. No, but I love him. He's my boy.
Lord, Father.
But he's my boy. Oh, you guys are. So, yeah, I cannot bloop that out, but. But, yeah, like, you know, it talks about the, Job is pretty cool. Like, in the like the last few chapters, talks a little bit about that. Like, basically, Job is like, that would be pretty cool if you guys read Job. Like, Job basically, like, he's like, oh, you know, he's mad because, like, he's not mad, but he's more, like, desperate for an answer, like, demanding an answer from God. And then God is, all right, you know, I'm getting fed up with you, Job. I'm going to show you who I am. And God just kind of, like, takes him.
He showed him who's boss.
He did, you know. He showed him, yeah, and he took him to space, took him to the depths of the sea. You know, it's pretty cool. Like,
he took him to space?
Yeah, he took him to space. What the heck, bro? He starts talking about, like, I mean, I have my whole, like, spiel about that, but yeah, it talks about how God showed up the constellations.
So he was technically the first man in space.
Or
was that
cool.
Adam?
I don't know. That's actually a pretty cool way to think about it, you know. Like,
he was the first person in space, or was it Adam?
In a way. No, Adam. Why would Adam go to space? Like, there's no reason. But, like, yes, it's like, you know, he showed him the constellations, and so God just showed him everything, like galaxies, nebulae, of course, supernovae. I think it's just safe to deduce that. It's pretty interesting. It's cool. I digress, but yeah, you know.
You know what's a crazy conspiracy theory? What if Eve never ate that apple? What if she never bit it? Would we be in the Garden of Eden?
Perhaps. But, yeah, I mean, but maybe the question would be like, okay, one may ask, like, would we exist, you know? Probably because, like, what we, you know, they procreated because, you know, they just had to procreate. That was their nature, and God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden. But, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Who knows? I really don't know.
I understand.
You know, I really don't like talking too much about this kind of stuff here on the pod. Unless it's Abram Salazar, you know, Abram, I think out of Abram tends to be the one that knows a little bit more. But, yeah, cool, yeah. Eunice really wants the mic desperately.
this is the first time I asked for it back. What would you say is, like, the best order to go in to read the Bible?
The scripture, good question. So, it depends. Like, if you want genres, I mean, I know I have an order somewhere. But, okay, you can read from Genesis down to Second of Chronicles. Like, read all of that. I think you should be okay. And then from there, no, hold up, time out. Yeah, Second of Chronicles. Then you, from there, you jump, you know, Ezra and Nehemiah. You kind of ignore those for now. From Second of Chronicles, you go to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, maybe Ezekiel and Daniel. I'm not too sure right there. That for me is like, I got to look more into it. At some point, you're going to have to go, like, you read the major prophets and the minor prophets, and at some point, you have to go back to Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, so basically, it's kind of like Ezra and Nehemiah talk a little bit about, like, when they come back from their, whenever they were exiled to Babylon, and that's what Isaiah and Jeremiah talk about. They kind of lamented, they're, like, kind of sad about it, like, oh, why? But then, you know, they go back, like, Ezra was a priest that taught them the law again, because while they were in Babylon, they forgot about the law, and so they just went back.
Right.
So Nehemiah as well, they started rebuilding though everything that was destroyed. Same thing with Nehemiah, but this was like after like the major prophets. And then at some point, you're gonna have to go back to the minor prophets, so like Malachi, when there's like God just fed up, like it starts talking about the like that there Elijah would come back essentially, or there would be an Elijah, and God's just like, oh, it's like fed up, you know. It's kind of like, so it's like, think about it like this, like, from the transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament, when you have Malachi to Matthew, it's kind of like those like Marvel movies, like, you know, how they kind of end in one thing, like one scene, and the next movie starts in that scene.
Yeah.
Kind of like no. Endgame. Or
I think the Bible is like the, it's like, no. Yeah. The Bible is like the religion version of Marvel.
Yeah, kind of. It is like, and so it's like, well, so it's like
back and forth.
So it's like, you can imagine it's like that scene, whenever like they're like in Thor's world, I'm not really like huge Marvel fan. Like, they're in Thor on Thor's planet, and there's like this like big lake, Asgard. They're in Asgard, yeah. And like, you know, I don't know what happens. Like, there's like this big monster shows up, and like, you know, they escape or whatever. Just kind of like
sorcerer.
He knows, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, basically, it's like God is like fed up, like, you know, oh, he does say the Elijah's gonna come, like, haha, it's gonna give him like little like foreshadowing of John the Baptist, who would come like about 400 years later after Malachi. Mm-hmm. And so God's like, oh, I'm tired of y'all because you guys do not. God does not sound like that. I don't know how God sounds like, but he's like, you guys like, you guys steal from me, you guys don't give tithes anymore, you guys basically do not do my will anymore, and the sacrifices you give me are crappy. I'm tired of that. And like, oh, God is just fed up. And for like 400 years, there's just nothing. And per se, like, the people of Israel that once were believed in God, some of them sought other gods, some of them got blended in and were integrated into other societies where they forgot God. Some of them sought God, but they just couldn't find God anymore because, yeah, like, you know, sin. But then, like, you know, it's kind of like that's where that movie would end. But let's say if the New Testament was like, were to be another movie, it's like, okay, like, it starts like with John the Baptist in the desert.
Picks up where they left off.
Kind of, not really. It doesn't really pick up where it left off.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, yeah, kind of like the end of Endgame. Like, okay, like, let's just like Endgame ends.
It's
like, you just see John the Baptist in like camel clothing, like eating like locusts, little like grasshoppers, whatever, crickets, and he's just walking in the desert. And like, what the heck was this character? And he just starts preaching, and he starts announcing the coming of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, are you the Messiah? And I was like, nah, not really. You know, somebody greater than me comes. You know, he's greater than me. He's like, I'm not even worthy to untie his laces. That's the Messiah that will be coming. Hold up, what? I'm just asking if that was the Book of Acts. That is not in the Book of Acts. It's actually in the Book of Mark, in a few of the Gospels as well. But they ask him, and like, yeah, you know, okay, so it's kind of like setting up the main character.
question.
Hold on, let me finish this part. Sorry. Jesus comes as the main character. And then from there, the New Testament, there's a certain order as you can read it as well. Regarding like there's a timeline in which, you know, the Gospels were written like Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Mark, Matthew, and Luke, then John. That's how you'd want to read it. Mark wrote his Gospel first, then Matthew and Luke followed. They copied Mark a lot, and then John, he being the last one to remain, wrote his Gospel. Then you get Acts of the Apostles. Oh, you can read that like as well. Like, and then from there, like all the everything that Paul writes, those have a different order. But right. I digress.
I mean, I ask just because like I want to get into like really reading my Bible more.
Yeah.
And stuff. So I'm gonna need you to text me all this and.
Or we can have Bible studies. I know my buddy. Shout out to my buddy Jacob Carlson and Seth Worley. They read the Bible, and Jacob told me that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to have Bible studies. I don't think we've had a Bible study since we read Romans like, and.
Have to say hi to the pod.
Hello.
We That's haven't my really. Swear. We really haven't had a
Call me.
We really haven't had a Bible study since we read Romans with Matthew in my room.
Yeah, rest in peace, Matthew. I'd be down to do it because I really do want to study, but it's just like it's more fun when I study with someone else as opposed to reading.
Definitely. It really is.
Bita, you had a question. Sorry, important question too.
We have dinosaurs, so where does that go in the Bible? Like,
that's a good question. I'm glad you asked.
Where are they?
Because a lot of people believe, like, okay, like the Bible, like, you know, first of all, okay, two things to consider. Somebody says, like, where in the Bible can you find that? I was like, I mean, okay, you got to consider that. Like, let's say the creation, for example. The creation story, it says that God created the world in, let's see if you know,
I don't know,
6 days, whatever.
But
then remember, you got it in the seventh day he rested. But you also got to remember that a day for God is like thousands of years for us, hundreds of years for us. That's number one. So like,
yeah, I was thinking like in the beginning and they just like live for like a day.
So
and
like
then they died.
We could say like, and it doesn't explicitly say it that God created dinosaurs. One may deduce maybe the dinosaurs were like thrown in there. But
say he created creatures,
animals, and then he lists. The Bible doesn't really list animals like that, but like. It did, like, yeah, he created animals, but
just because,
I mean, we have scientific evidence, we have fossils and whatnot, just because the Bible doesn't mention dinosaurs does not mean that they didn't exist. It's just the writer at that time.
They're, like, irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Like, they're not going to freaking talk about, like, dinosaurs. It's like, if I read, like, Federalist Papers written by Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, I believe. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. I don't know who wrote the other ones. Crap, I'm not. I know it was Alexander Hamilton and the other guy. They're not gonna freaking talk about dinosaurs. Just it doesn't mean that they didn't exist. It just doesn't really. It's not relevant to the work at hand. But to answer your question, I mean, we have the scientific evidence. The Bible isn't against the existence of dinosaurs. Yeah. It just wasn't really like
and
ever included.
Like they were probably somewhere else, like located somewhere else where society was at.
Probably they were just chilling or somewhere.
Civilization.
They
could have been like in the forest, and then like society was not like near the forest. They're building their own.
And
thing.
Even then, like you know, they just didn't care. Like whatever. Like screw dinosaurs.
They're there.
Like,
whatever.
Yeah, they're chilling. But
it's cool to look at.
That's a good question. Yeah. So, who wants to be the new interviewer, or do you guys want to wrap it up here? Happy, you want to interview them? Everybody, ask questions. Look, Hap, wow, I was supposed to get excited right now.
You can give somebody a prompt. Like, you can give the cast all right,
so,
of today a
prompt. Hold up, I got to introduce Hap. How can I introduce Hap? Hapsters, one of the best bankers at Truist, one of the best tellers.
Universal banker too, please.
I gotta put some respect on her name. Damn. She has money.
Girl.
I mean, to the people that follow Hep Ruby on Instagram, you guys see that she's constantly traveling for business. Traveling for business
without permission.
She's constantly traveling for business. Hep, thanks for hopping on the pod.
Glad to be here.
Very glad to be here, everybody.
So ask some questions.
Yeah. You have to put the mic close to your mouth.
Does it have to be like church related questions?
No.
Okay.
We were talking about phobias and fears, and he has BTI
romantic
and he goes.
So, Nana, are you in a
relationship? No. Not Nathan. It's his
are
podcast.
Are you in a relationship?
Hold on. This is my podcast. You don't ask me those questions.
Amzi took over for a second earlier, too.
BB, are you in a relationship?
Not currently.
Do you believe in those things?
We spoke about this already. We're not talking about relationships. We're going to talk about that.
Let Hepa ask her line of questioning.
Okay. Can you give her the mic, please?
Oh,
thanks.
Oh.
Okay.
She's speaking to you,
by I'm black. I mean, I'm back.
You're black?
Whoa.
Girl. Oh, she's getting mad.
This girl. So where do you see yourself in 2 years? What school? Yeah, what school do you see yourself?
Well, like I'm still gonna be in school, obviously, because it's a 4-year university.
But yeah, what university?
UNCG. Oh, I said this before.
What's UNCG?
UNCG.
What's that?
Oh, University of North Carolina in Greensboro. Sorry, I forgot. Like, I had a thought bubble.
Any major?
Major marketing, business marketing.
Oh, she gonna be like me, made out of money. Oh, you guys already talked about this? I wasn't here for the whole podcast, so I'm not sure what you guys talked about.
Yeah, so the topics are repeating right now.
Well, Safito, how's that clown going?
Huh?
How's that clown going?
Clown.
That McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Same questions. We already went through this. I mean, I'm in the same spot you were a couple months ago.
Right.
Not much has changed, you know?
Right, I mean.
That means that Sav is going to be a what? Universal banker too?
Oh, yeah, Marcos says hi, by the way.
Who's Marcos?
You know who. Anyways.
Oh.
Hepa secret admirers.
Yeah.
Your mom. First of all, Marcos is, I think he's a lesbian man. Let's be honest.
Stop.
I really think he is. We're not discriminating. It's going to you know, spit his water and choke.
Don't disrespect my boy DJ Tony Beats like that, right?
Oh yeah, he said he has an OnlyFans.
Yes, he told me. I was just gonna ask you, what is it? He says you have it.
No, I don't.
That's DJ Tony Beats, I think. But
yeah, he said he has an OnlyFans, but I don't know if he was joking about it or he's actually serious.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If Nano had OnlyFans, I'll subscribe to it. Matter of fact, I'll be the one taking the pics. Right now, you're gonna like it right now. Let me just look at the way he looks at me. He likes it. Demio, baby.
I cannot bleep that, bro. You're gonna stop talking like that.
My fault. Anyways,
oh my god.
I said my fault.
Back to Happy.
No, OnlyFans, no, none of that. You know, OnlyFans. Nah, I'm kidding. Anyways, OnlyFans is for dumb people.
Yeah, hop on Christian Mingo instead.
Hop on that one Christian app.
Huh? Oh yeah, Omegle.
He said too bad Omegle got deleted.
Omegle was a little intense.
Remember
let's
Monkey?
Be honest.
Remember Monkey a couple years ago? We were playing GTA and we had Monkey.
There was this one time we were on Omegle with like Anna, Miri, Elisa.
Oh yeah.
In my room.
Because it was an intense subject.
It was.
yeah, that too.
Yeah, literally. Men like it would some nasty stuff. Like, it would get nastier and nastier. It was pretty creepy. And then there was this one time I was on Omegle and somebody actually told me the city I was in. Like, they actually said my sister, because I was at Cecilia's house. So, like, you're in Pasadena, California. I said, what the?
That's the moment you hop off.
Yeah, I literally hopped off because I was pretty scared.
Yeah.
Terrified of my life.
That's scary. There's a lot of people that are able to do that in ways that nobody does.
I was the scary people.
You were the scary people?
You were the predator. That great.
What'd you say?
I remember Peter Answers. Steve would do that out to me all the time. I actually thought it was real. You don't know what Peter Answers is?
No, I forgot.
Damn.
You forgot? You don't know.
You should do it on her. You should do. We should do Peter Answers on Eunice.
Is this like Charlie or something?
Girl, what the? That's how you know she's really young.
No, I'm lost.
Normal.
Kids.
Eunice, Hep. Oh my god, it sounds weird having hearing my voice in the left ear now. Hep, who's your favorite sister if you had to choose one?
Bet Birai.
It's super cute, Bet B. Who's your least favorite sister if you had to choose one?
Eunice.
Dang.
Let's be honest, bro. Steve, my least favorite sister is Steve.
Definitely.
R.I.P.
Happy late
birthday. Oh yeah.
Happy late birthday, Stevie.
My boy. MC just does not want the mic to.
All right, MC. Boy, hold up. Hep's still here on the mic. Hep, so where do you see yourself in a year from now?
Oh. I honestly.
Josué, ponte las pilas. Pon atención, Josuécito.
Listen to me right now.
Ponte trucha, Josecito.
¿Me escuchas?
A ver, ¿cómo lo dice, chiquita?
¡Eres perro!
Let's have suegro.
Work-wise, work-wise, I see myself
owning the branch.
That the would be nice, branch. Honestly.
In Lexington. Nice.
No, I do see myself moving up from... Well, I mean, I'm a universal banker, too, so I'm...
What does that mean? What is a universal banker?
So I'm both a teller and a banker, so I can open accounts. I could start wires, which I actually did my wire test this week, so...
What's a wire test? Tell us, walk us through that.
Wires... you just take a test and you get approved like by the state or whatever to actually do wires, which are like you transfer money internationally or whatever.
Do you like that? Or you don't care for it?
I don't care for it. Bad. I just don't like the fact I do more work, but I don't
get the same
like
pay.
There's no extra there's no extra pay to it. So.
Damn. Yeah, well she makes bang. She makes $50 an hour. So she's always traveling.
Travel you know, business though.
Yeah, that's what a universal banker is. Universal, hence the name Universal. You know, she goes out to like states, all states, California, Texas, Oregon,
Minnesota, Seattle, especially Minnesota,
New York, even out of the country like London, France,
Paris, Mexico,
you know,
Guadalajara. Well, like, Mexico.
And in the future she has, Nessa. You know, Nessa York. In the future she has, you know, plan going to this year to Tokyo, Japan.
For the books.
For yeah, you know.
Florida.
Yeah,
I was actually talking to that, like, about that, like, not even an hour ago on FaceTime with Anna. She wants to come again, and then we could probably go to, like...
Anna, pull up, for real. We'll pay for your plane ticket.
Right? Let me call her up.
No bro cousins, though. Mm-mm. Bro
no
cousins.
I love Brokies. When you say that on the chat. No bro cousins.
Cool. Well, Hap, I appreciate you for having, you know, for hopping on the pod
for
a little
me.
Bit. Do you want to see any last words? What's going on? Oh, MC said, okay, go to good. Thank you for
well, okay,
for
well, let's not
MC.
Say a year from now. Let's be more realistic.
5 years, MC. I mean,
five years from now, I mean, I'd be what, 27? I do see, no,
married
20,
with two kids. How old are you?
I'm gonna be 23, right?
Yeah, 27, 28.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, let's be BFFR right now. I do see myself married.
With a kid or two?
With one, at least.
What are you going to name that kid?
Just depends. Boy or girl, I don't know.
What if it's a boy?
just shut up.
What if it's a boy?
If it's a boy, see, you're going to say bad, because like, I really like the name Aaron Alexander, but then again, I think of Adon, our cousin. So I'm kind of freaked out. Adon, respectfully, bro.
Cousin,
we miss you, bro. Favorite cousin in the world.
Te extraño, Adon, por si escuchas este podcast. What about girl?
I want to name her after my grandma, but I mean my Uncle David's mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's Aide.
Why don't you call her like Isabel?
Isabel.
You know, or like, yeah, you know, because this was grandma. Isabel.
Chabelita.
I could be her middle name, Chabelita.
Chabelita.
So you said Haiti, Chabelita, and Salazar.
Whoa. I said he was going to have Salazar.
That's a mouthful. I was going to be... let's say like would you have a junior, like a Hep junior?
No, definitely not.
Would you have a Josue junior?
No, definitely not.
It could be like Josue Alexander Salazar Hernandez. Aron. So I'm just Aron.
No. Let's BFFR for a minute.
Okay, hold up. I'm kind of stupid, you know. What does BFFR mean?
Be for real.
Oh, be freaking for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of dumb, you know, just
no, it's just these kids nowadays, their language, you know?
You know, actually, let's give the mic to Amsi, because Amsi's an expert at this. Now that I have Amsi, Hap, any last words before you head out for the night?
That was it.
Well, Hap came from a gym session, so Hap, I appreciate you guys.
Of course. Thank
appreciate
you,
you for joining
for
us,
me.
You know,
thank
impromptu.
You, all right, well, here's Amsi. She got a lot of interesting stuff going on in her
life. I'm glad we have Amsi. You know, this is a long podcast. I think so far it's been the longest episode. Sorry, long podcast episode.
All right, I think
the
it's
queen
time to wrap
of
it up.
Jargon, the queen of gang talk, street talk.
Cap.
I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to ask you a few, you know, I'm going to say a few words and just let me know what they mean, okay? Let's begin with, what does the term cap mean? Let's start easy. Warm up.
You lying, bro.
Okay, wow, gangster. What does onkizzy mean?
I don't use that term.
What does on GC mean?
I don't use this term either. Well,
Well, Asaf, you can take the mic.
Asaf coming from Lexington. Friend,
the coworkers at McDonald's be like, they be like on GC, and they had two different meanings for that. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I think one of them said on group chat. The other one said on gang something. I don't know what.
Group chat is GC, but that doesn't make no sense.
Okay, what about on 60s?
On 60s, I don't know what that means. Why are you asking me?
They also said on 30s. Why are you asking me? They said on 30s. Shut up, you're down. Dang. Sorry. Say, what does Central K mean?
Central K?
Yeah.
Central's ops.
What is op?
Somebody you would not associate yourself with.
You're the opposition?
Something like that.
I forgot they said. They said something on something. I forgot.
On soul?
On soul. What is that? Oh, what does BD mean? On BD.
That's another.
Let's make it more. Let's amp it up a little bit. What does standing on business mean?
Oh, this is a new term.
Wow.
I explained this to you the other day, didn't I?
Well, explain it to the audience. You know,
okay.
I have.
No. You tell me what I told you.
Commitment, dedication.
Something like that.
How would you say it in your gang talk?
Okay.
I'm still wishing she was an African American.
Okay, wrap it up. You gotta bleep that out.
You do wish you were an African American. No, I don't. Oh my God. You try to embrace the culture.
No, I don't.
Okay. Standing on a business, what does that mean?
It's like, say, for instance, can I mention any of the girls you've been talking to in the past?
No! this is my podcast. No!
Okay, can I use Eunice as an example?
Yeah, use Eunice.
Okay, say, for instance, you're going to say she's not going to talk to...
Yeah.
Oh.
To Andrew.
Mind. No, no.
Ah, Abram.
No.
Jacob Salazar.
No.
Brandon. No. Brandon is in lesson.
Okay. Say Eunice was talking to...
Had Zimri.
Say Eunice had an ex named Brandon, right? And
she does.
Like, oh, she did. No, oh, no. That's new. Okay, that's all. Never mind.
How many is there?
Dang.
Literally.
Nah, Eunice, you cannot defend yourself right now.
You're Eunice. How many are you? Okay. Okay, anyway, so say Eunice had an ex named Brandon. She was like, okay, I'm not going to talk to him no more. Even though I miss him, I'm still not going to talk to him, right? Mm-hmm. She's standing on business if she doesn't talk to him.
Why? But how is she standing on business?
Because she's actually like committed to not talking or texting.
Oh,
him.
Wow. Yes.
It actually means that you're like on your stuff, like on your money. You're about yourself, you know.
Is that accurate? I'm
like
seeing.
You're putting yourself first.
Yeah. I'm seeing the expert here.
No, but that could also mean like if you're like money wise though, like if you're if
on your bag, you're on your stuff, like yourself, self care, whatever. I mean, I'm standing on business.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. What does? What's another term I've heard? Guap. GUWAP mean. Oh my God.
I didn't say it. That was not me, bro.
I can hear it. Okay, yeah. Abiti is cursing on the podcast.
I don't cuss.
What does guap mean?
Let's skip this because that's apparently a gang.
We do not affiliate to any gang. I just hear, you know, some people say it a lot often here in Davidson County, Lexington.
Asians.
If you could teach me 3 words that I could use in my everyday language as a gangster.
3 words.
3 terms that I don't know. Use your words.
Have you ever heard of word?
Word up? Yes, I've heard of word up, yeah. Just teach me one term then, just to make it easier on you.
You should start using stand on business more.
I'll see. I'll say standing on Oribe's jumpers. Standing on Oribe's jumpers. Yeah, that's a business right there.
Uribes? Is that your dad's?
That's our grandmother's maiden last name. Yeah, you're too young to know. Teach me another term. The audience is anticipating for you to teach us a term here.
I'm not about this, bro.
You're a gangster. You're a thug.
Maybe Elias or not.
You roam the streets.
Maybe Elias or not.
What does woods mean?
Woods?
What does that mean? Woods?
You're talking about like a blunt?
Oh, blunt. Wow. Oh, I'm going to tell your mom, bro, that you know all these words. All right, MC, we're going to wrap up
bro,
the podcast.
Bro, what did I grow up in?
Abello. And you, oh, Rayford, you know, in the
exactly.
hood.
Exactly.
I was a hood. I know, I guess I would patrol the streets with
Nickelodeon?
Oh, Nick. That's funny. Oh,
no, Asaf actually said he saw him at McDonald's.
Nickelodeon? Nick, Eliezer's ex. Yeah, that guy was big.
You
okay.
Probably look better now. Okay.
We're gonna wrap up the pod because it is getting late and, you know, we have to go to school. I'm seeing any last words? Anything
thanks
you
for
like
thanks
the,
for having
well,
me,
anything
Nana.
You'd like the audience to know that you will you're
okay, I
planning
just
to do
say
this
I
year?
No, I just want to say I do not have TikTok.
Oh my God.
I do not curse. I don't use any of those words Nana was talking about. That's not... No, that wasn't me.
It's underscore MC.
No.
Follow her. Subscribe to her.
I will be changing my username. You won't find me.
I don't think you can do that on TikTok.
Yeah, yes, I
wow,
can.
Wow, TikTok, you know, calling
yes,
me Suwoy.
Yes, I've had TikTok for a couple years.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you for hopping on. Eunice, let me say what I was going to say. Hold up. Anything you would like the audience to know or perhaps any resolution for this new year, anything that you're embarking on currently or that you'll be embarking on soon?
I need to get a car, definitely that. I need to find a job, but I'm also planning on doing soccer, I don't want to get a job and have to ask for all my days off for workouts and stuff like that, so I have to wait on that. But yeah, a job so I can get a car because I'm going to need to be driving to college.
That was nasty,
stuff.
Eunice.
That one was me. Yours was weak. Try okay. me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for good luck with finding your car and whatnot. And
thank you.
I appreciate you for hopping on and good luck in your senior year. Batyala.
Hopefully it's not the last time.
Yeah, no cap. Batyala. Wow. Yeah, we're standing on business on this podcast, huh? Bitya, anything. Shh. Do you have you sleeping? Anything you would like for the audience to know that, you know, you're working on any project or anything you would, just in general that you would like
to
audience to know?
I'm trying to learn how to
Japanese.
Use the sewing machine. The sewing machine.
Sewing machine?
She how said sewing machine.
Sewing.
Ah, sewing machine. I think she's having a seizure.
I have two. I learned two languages, guys. Please leave me alone.
Okay, cool. Whoa. Well, baby, I appreciate you for hopping on, you know, and hopefully good luck with that and good luck with your senior year as well for the remaining of your senior year.
Yes, of course. Me and Eunice will be back pronto, hopefully.
Wow.
If Nana
I'm
wants
honored.
Us.
Of course, you know, anytime.
Podcast again.
Of course, anytime, Chief Keith. Anything you'd like for the audience to know, any project that you're working on or anything that you're
no,
be working on soon?
Yeah, but I'll keep you all updated if I do become a firefighter.
All right, well, good luck with your endeavor.
Appreciate that, and I'll be here again on the podcast.
Great.
First firefighter in the family.
Wow.
Well, what do you know?
Ah.
First business, first entrepreneur in the family.
Well, guys, I think we can wrap it up here. If you stayed to the very end,
I'm
going to turn down their volume. The
Aruba Jumpers.
Okay,
shout out to Aruba. This is sponsored by Aruba's Jumpers, by the way.
Oh crap,
and Super Jumpers.
Mic.
And Happy
oh my
Jumpers.
God, is this it? Hold on. There we go. I turned them down. I'm kidding. Yeah, sponsored by Aruba's Jumpers and so forth. Guys, I really appreciate you. You guys made it to the very end of this podcast.
Agreed.
Our episode. If you made it to this episode, I'll give you $5. Text me. Message me if you made it to the very end, and I will give you $5, either cash, Zelle, or Apple Pay. And so that's it for now. So, well, I really appreciate you, and until next time, cheerio.
How long was this?